2 minutes early, so I'm going to go to 2 second readings first. Could we go to 1240, please? This is the second reading.
Item 1240, repeal code for single-use plastic checkout bags and polystyrene foam food containers and replace with code prohibitions and restrictions on single-use plastic.
Colleagues, this is a second reading of an ordinance. This reading was heard previously. We took extensive public testimony. The last time we heard it, an amendment was entered into the record, and today we take the final vote. Please call the
roll. Mayor, before you call
Fish.
The vote, what's the number again?
1240, 1240.
You could just
this
give
is
me.
The, why don't you go ahead and read it, Sue, if you could, please.
Again?
Oh, I'm sorry, you already read it. I apologize.
Yeah. Okay,
this is the single-use plastic.
Just wanted to find out where it is in my packet. Thank you.
Great. Please call the roll.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you, Peaches and Winfield from the Bureau of Planning Sustainability, Amy Rathfelder from the Mayor's Office, and Cynthia Castro in my office. I appreciate the very thoughtful consideration and the measured approach. I am encouraged that we're going to continue working on this and see how this first step works and then do more. The serious threat that plastics pose on our environment cannot be understated. Right now, there's an accumulation of millions of tons of plastic, 3 times the size of France, 2x the size of Texas, called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, floating in the Pacific Ocean. And we can all do more to help stop this, both by reducing our use of single-use plastics, throwing them away in the right place when we do use them, or reusing them. Thank you, Mayor, for your leadership on this. Aye.
Fish.
Thank you, Mayor Wheeler, for bringing this important issue forward. Portland has long been an environmental leader, and this is an important next step and the latest in a long line of local initiatives dating back to our climate action plan and curbside composting and banning the bag and so many more. You know, I've heard from small business owners, and including their umbrella organization, Venture Portland, that the business community, the small business community, is on board because they want to help the environment, and less waste helps their bottom line. We all know about the dangers of plastic pollution in our oceans and in our beaches and streams, but we also see plastic waste in our parks, our natural areas, and streets. This is a small step toward creating a healthier city and a healthier planet. I want to thank the staff of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, environmental organizations that partnered with us, members of the disability community and other engaged citizens, and the public for their input. I proudly vote aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor Wheeler, and also thanks to the Surfrider Foundation. Aye.
Wheeler.
This was a large coalition, very actively engaged, very focused. I want to thank all of them, the staff at BPS, Amy Rathfelder, from my office, Surfrider Foundation, all of the businesses who participated in helping to shape this. As I said last time, this is the first step of many, but it's an important and necessary and I think well-measured first step. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended. Could we also take care of item 1249, a second reading?